Thank you so much, Brother Billy. We appreciate the opportunity. We appreciate this church and how good y'all, wonderful y'all are to God's men. And God bless you. That's the reason God blesses you. Amen? But thank you for the opportunity to be here. The camp meeting has been a blessing to me. I think it's my 14th year, I think I've been, outside the COVID year. And God's been good. It's the oasis in the desert. Amen? And I appreciate your pastor, Brother Billy. He's been a blessing to me down through the years. And I just love him and Regina. And my wife sent you greetings. She'll be watching this live stream. And not me, probably, somebody else. But anyway, but she said to tell you hello, and she hopes it works out, that maybe soon she can be here in a camp meeting. Came one time and really enjoyed it. But thank you for having me, and appreciate the good messages last night, the good preaching. And if you have your Bible, turn to Philippians chapter number 3, please. Brother Bobby walked all over these two verses last night, but I got a little different thought that I want to give you. And I want to respect the time of the next preacher, and also Brother Tom Gillum. I want to respect his time. And so you pray. I'm going to take my watch off right now so I can look at it. Amen. And because they've got something to say also, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. Philippians chapter number 3, written by the Apostle Paul, one of his prison epistles. For our conversation is in heaven. I want you to notice that word, heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies. You saw the way I was walking, didn't you? And coming up these steps, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Precious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this privilege, Lord. Who knows? It could be my last sermon. I don't know. I hope it's not, but I don't know. That's in the hands of you. And God, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this church, this pastor, all of these wonderful men of God that's traveled here that have preached and will be preaching throughout the remainder of the week. God, bless them and use them. Bless their ministries, their churches, their mission fields. And Father, we pray that you would use us now. Lord, I'm unworthy to be here. Lord, if it wasn't for your amazing grace, I'd be in hell. And Lord, I'd be screaming for a drop of water at this time instead of getting ready to bring God's word. Thank you, Lord, for your marvelous grace. And God, we just ask you now to bless the reading of your word. Bless us a few minutes this morning. May we be a blessing. Lord, may we not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And Father, I pray you will be lifted up high. And Father, I pray that it'll be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to preach on this thought this morning. What is heaven interested in? You ever thought about that? All the saints of God that are in heaven, even the angelic host that's in heaven, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Well, what are they interested in? You say, well, they got everything in heaven. Why should they be interested in what's going on down here? But they are. But they are. I believe heaven is real. I know heaven is real. Brother Bobby Carden got all over heaven last night. And heaven is real. They're real people there. And I've got a dear mom and daddy that's in heaven that I've thought about this week. Why more than usual I've thought about my mama. And I had a little 5 foot tall mama, godly woman, didn't have any education, but she loved me, but she loved Jesus more. Amen. Amen? Amen. And I'm sure many of you had mothers like that. And my daddy got saved late, and a great change came in his life also. And you know, I was adopted at 4 months old. My biological mother was an alcoholic. My senior year in high school, she died. I never saw her. I never spoke to her. She never tried to contact me. But I was born in Chicago, Illinois. But my adopted mother could never have children. But she wanted one. And thank God she got me.
Amen.
Cut my teeth on old cottage prayer meetings and praising God and shouting and preaching.
Amen.
Oliver Green never missed a service when Oliver was in town, the tent meeting, as a six-year-old boy and Ronald Rabbit playing in the shavings. But I was getting a little bit at a time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I was telling these brethren on Saturday morning when other kids were playing, cowboys and Indians, Mama had an old black insurance book I used for my Bible. And I got, in an old house we lived in, had a brick column there, and I'd get behind that, and that was my pulpit. And I'd scream and holler at the cats and the dogs and anybody come by. Guys walking, going to the sawmill up there, Mitchell Sawmill, and I just holler and scream. It's wonderful I've got a voice, and now I'm doing it real. Amen. And been doing it 57 years. God's been so good. Praise God. But I'm glad for a godly mother. And I promised God, I said, Lord, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a word about my mama. He gave me the okay, Brother Billy. Amen. My sermon was not very long, so. But anyway, I loved my mama. And when God called me to preach, she was so proud. She was so proud. She hugged me and wept on my shoulder when I told her God had called me to preach. 1967. And I praise God. But heaven, what is heaven interested in today as we sit in this auditorium? Heaven is watching. Heaven is conscious. We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses that are watching us run the race. He said, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be a uniting in heaven with we that are saved now to those that have already gone on. What a reunion that's going to be. But until then, what are they interested in? Let me give you three things real quick that I believe heaven is interested in. Number one, they're interested in the souls of men. How do you know, preacher? From Luke 15, verse 10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents. In the presence of the angels. That's God's people. Around the throne of God, conscious when some sinner comes to Jesus and is born again. I don't care who they may be, they're rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God. Heaven is interested in the souls of men. You and I should be interested in the souls of men. The greatest business in the world is trying to reach lost people with the gospel.
Amen.
That's God's business. That's the business of the church. If our churches, instead of fussing and fighting and bellyaching about these little incidental things, would get busy winning souls, my friend, that would be pleasing to God. Heaven is interested in the souls of men. You think about when you got saved. You didn't see it. You didn't hear it. But heaven was rejoicing. When that dear drunkard, that harlot, comes to Jesus and nobody cares much about, when they come to Jesus and believe on him to the saving of their soul, heaven breaks out in a shout.
Amen.
When that religious sinner comes, is sitting real pie and pious in church. They walk around the church aisles like the NBC peacock. Yeah. All proud and religious. But they don't know the Savior. And God knows the heart, I don't. But they don't know the Savior. When they come, heaven breaks out.
Hallelujah.
Heaven breaks out in a shout. Heaven is interested today in the souls of men. That's the reason God sent Jesus from heaven to earth, was to die for our sins. God had a plan. He still has a plan. And his plan is going to be fulfilled. Amen? It came to no surprise to God when I got saved. He knew it before the foundation of the world. He could see me coming.
Amen?
If he didn't, he's not God.
That's right.
God knows all, sees all. Before God created one blade of grass, he saw you coming. And he sent Jesus to this earth to pay your debt. Your past is gone. Your present. Your future is gone. Where were you when you died? Had to be future. When God looks at you, if you're saved, and God looks at me, he doesn't see an old sinner anymore. Because we're robed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When God sees me, he sees Jesus, Brother Tom. Jesus is perfect. And I'm robed in his righteousness, and I have sinned. I have failed God miserably,
yes,
and so have many of you, all of you. But listen to me. In the eyes of God, I have never sinned.
Amen.
His blood canceled the sin debt, past, present, and future. And I'm going to heaven if in hell lives the devil.
Amen.
Nothing can stop you from going. The devil can't stop you from going. If he comes through blood, he's a saved devil, and the devil can't get saved.
Amen.
And I'm not covered, my friend. He has completely washed them away. Washed them clean. I say to you, to heaven is interested in the souls of men. They're interested in the people getting saved. There's joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents. Thank God for that. Amen. The second thing. Heaven is interested in the servants of God. Did you know he's interested in what we're doing here, Billy? God shows up every year. He's faithful in attendance, amen? He shows up every year. He's interested in every sermon that is preached this week. God, heaven's interested in that. Saints of God that's gone on to glory, they're interested in what we're doing. We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses as we run the race down here. Listen to me. I'm glad the world doesn't think much of us. The world doesn't think much of God's preachers. They won't come hear a sermon, most of them. They don't care much about preaching and so forth. But my friend, heaven is interested in us. Aren't you glad of that? Who cares if the world frowns on us? Long as heaven smiles, Brother Bobby.
Amen.
He was smiling good last night. Amen. He was smiling good. Listen. Heaven is interested in the servants of God. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. God thought enough of his servants to reveal to them, his servants, the Apostle John, one of them, his servants, things that was shortly. If it was shortly then, what about now? Shortly come to pass. And in Revelation chapter 1, he says, My servant, John. He just didn't call him John. He said, my servant, John. We all, God's men, we ought to be servants. Amen. We're serving the Most High God. The greatest business in the world is the ministry. Don't get much applause. Not that we're looking for that. Get frowned on, criticized. I know none of y'all have ever been criticized, I'm sure. Brother Bill shaking his head. Amen. But listen, you know it's a blessing to be getting older. You just don't give a rip. You just don't give a rip. Just load her up and let her fly. Amen. Listen, you know when you're young, you got to, dot every I, cross every T, afraid this one ain't going to like you, this one ain't going to like you, this preacher ain't going to like you and all. When you get my age, I'm not quite Bobby's age, but I'm on the way close. But you just don't give a rip. And I don't say that sacrilegious. I mean, you just don't give a rip. They like you, they don't. That's all I can tell you. But it ain't going to stop me from preaching. Amen. Amen. God in heaven is interested in the servants of God. He loves us. He called us. Can you imagine that?
Yes, sir.
We, this motley crew in here.
Right. Yeah.
The call of heaven. The call of heaven. God didn't have to get no permission from anybody. Amen. He didn't have to get no permission from anybody. He said, old Gregory down there is short and don't know nothing to do but play baseball. Amen. And shy, can't speak before a crowd. I used to try to lie to get out of a book report and the teacher wouldn't buy it. Zeb Denny wouldn't buy it. He was my pitching coach. He wouldn't buy it. But I said, let me write it then. I'll take a law girl, let me write it. No. And we had three in there, and they're lawyers. And they got up there with their stuff, and I got up there with my little stuff. My head bowed down and all of that. But I got through it. I ain't took a course in religion before I got saved. Amen. That didn't help none. Amen. That was an elective just to get by. But listen, I'm glad God is interested in you.
Amen.
I'm glad God is interested in me.
Yeah.
That's another act of grace.
Yes, it is.
He not only saved us by the grace of God, he called us by grace. Which one of us, I'm speaking to myself, or anybody else, which of us in here deserve to be men of God? I don't know your life, but God does, and he knows mine. But which one of us deserve it? To stand up before a congregation with souls in the balance, where God's people got all kind of problems and the Word of God has the answer. And God called us to do it. He could have called a college professor. He could have called this one. He could have called that one. But he called us. I say to you, heaven is interested in the servants of God. Yes. Amen. Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
That'd be good if, again, I'm speaking to myself well as I am you. If we would think about that, every time we get in the pulpit, is think about that. Heaven is looking on.
Right.
Heaven is very interested in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Heaven is very interested in this camp meeting. How many people has been blessed over the years? Lord, you can't count them. But I'm glad heaven is interested in the servant. And finally, this is last but not least. Heaven is interested in the second coming of Christ.
Yes.
Why? Because there's a bunch up there getting ready to come on white horses. You say, you believe that? Sure do. God said they were coming on pigs, I believe. Listen. After the tribulation period, not the rapture, but the second coming to the earth.
Yeah.
One day enough's going to be enough.
Amen.
And it's going to take Jesus to straighten this mess out.
Amen.
Amen. Man can't do it. They try and they fail. Man's wisdom is no good. All he tries to do makes a bigger mess. So Jesus is coming back, but he's not going to be alone. He's coming back with 10,000 times, 10,000 times, 10,000s of his saints back to this earth. He's going to land on the Mount of Olives. Now, I've never ridden a horse. Any of y'all rode a horse? You rode a horse? Well, we got two or three. Well, I've never rode one. Gonna take the Holy Ghost to keep me on. Amen. But I'm gonna ride one then. I'm gonna ride one then. You say, preacher, I don't believe he's coming. You don't believe the Bible.
That's right.
You better read Revelation chapter 19.
Amen.
This and other places, in Zechariah chapter 14, where it says, when he comes, not talking about the rapture, but coming to the earth, when he comes back, every eye shall see him, and those that pierced him shall see him riding out of the sky and coming back to the earth to rule and reign 1,000 years. He's the only living relative of David. You ever thought about that? All David's folk did. Jesus died, but he's the only one of them rose from the dead. He's the only heir to the throne. In Jerusalem, not Washington, not Moscow. Hallelujah for that, amen. He's coming back. Visibly. Not coming back in spirit. He's coming back visibly.
Amen.
With a glorified body. With the body that was penetrated by the spikes. And where blood came out of all the penetrations of his body. Where the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy blood. Uncontaminated blood. There's power in the blood. Wonder working power. Amen. Listen to me. And by that blood I'm saved by the grace of God. And my sins are washed away. He's coming back in that glorified body that he left 40 days after.
Amen.
Visibly, every eye shall see him.
Amen.
And they shall wail. I looked up that word, means howl. The word's going to howl. I mean, like in pain. They're going to wail because of him, because the party's over. For this world, the party's over. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords has arrived.
Thank God. Thank
He's going to set all the wrongs right. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, my friend, heaven is very interested in the second coming of our Lord. Praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.